Hare Krishna. Why should one perform all the different limbs of devotional service daily, day after day, month after month, year after year, taking darshan of the deities, bowing down to the Lord, circumambulating the Lord, taking the charanamrita, smelling the fragrance of the flowers offered to the Lord, studying the scriptures, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, eating the prasadam. So we perform all these activities repeatedly to build the reserve of our bhakti sukriti. Why? By increasing such bhakti sukriti, when we land up in very great danger or great trouble in life, at that time this reserved bhakti sukriti will produce the best type of intelligence. What is that intelligence? That intelligence is that which induces us to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Generally, the non-devotees imagine themselves to be intelligent, so they find out various means to escape from the dangers and the troubles and trials of the material world. Despite all their inventions and creations, they are always covered over by the science of time. Repeatedly their attempts are thwarted. Parabhavastavadabodajato, as Bhagavatam says. On the other hand, the devotees are considered to be truly intelligent. Why? Because when they are brought to a situation of great danger, the sukriti that they have developed over a period of time will produce the right type of intelligence to rush to the lotus feet of the Lord. When Parikshit Maharaj had to face the inevitable sudden death curse, immediately he went to the banks of the Ganges and surrounded himself with the assembly of sages, and he inquired very intelligent questions, especially regarding the duty of a dying man. Atha prachyami samsiddhim yoginam paramam gurum. Purushasyeha yatkaryam mriyamanasya sarvada. What are the duties of a man who is about to die? And what is the duty of people in general? So both the questions are important. Out of the two, the question about the duty of a dying man is very important. Prabhupada says, because everybody has to die one day. Therefore, that question is very important. So, Sukadeva Goswami appreciated his question. He said, Varyaneshate prashna kritohi loka hitam napa atmavitsam matapumsam shrotavyadishu yatparaha. He said, in this world, the most worthy object that which should be heard about is the Supreme Lord Hari. Why? When a person faces death and he practically becomes helpless, because mrityu sarva harashchaham, everything that he accumulated for enjoying sense gratification, not only all those commodities are taken away, the very body with which he plans to enjoy them is also taken away. And the soul is rendered naked, with nothing to possess. Therefore, the only subject for one to hear is about Lord Hari, who is the supreme master of every living entity. So, Gajendra was put in a helpless situation. At that time he considered, I am not able to save myself on my own effort, nor is my wife, children, relatives, friends, members of the society who were my fans, none of them are able to save me. So there is no one capable of saving me. Then in this situation, what should I do? I have become practically helpless. At that time, his bhakti sukriti than in the past came to his help and produced that type of intelligence where he made up his mind to surrender to the Supreme Lord absolutely. So the chanting of the holy name is supposed to be performed with such a state of helplessness and such a state of concentration. Because we are in the material world, we often become forgetful because of complacency arising from material absorption. Therefore, the saintly people renounce the material commodities and go to the forest and voluntarily practice austerities and penances and renunciation in order to not get complacent in their spiritual lives, but at the same time feel helpless attitude towards the Supreme Lord, to awaken the mood of surrender. Because the chanting of the holy name done in a mood of surrender attracts the attention of the Lord far more easily than the name chanted complacently with forgetfulness or with hallucination or with material absorption or with a mechanical approach. So Gajendra teaches us the right attitude in surrendering to the Lord as the singular method of shelter, with no other method, no other material method of this material world. So such a surrender can awaken samadhi. Evam javasito buddhya samadhaya manohridi jajapa paramam japyam prag janmani anushikshitam. He also did japa, like we are all doing japa every day, but in a state of samadhi, with a singular one-pointed focus on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Hari. Harinam Prabhu ki.